They're the Wagner Group is the worst sort of mercenaries. They're the worst sort of the Russian army. The Russian army is, don't forget, is the creation of a kleptocracy. The oligarchs have been robbing it for years, and the soldiers are hard bitten. I've spent a lot of time with the Russian army. They're not particularly well trained, and they're easily turned to terrorism or criminal activities. You know, whether it's smuggling heroin, it just doesn't matter. They do it. So what Putin has done is, for plausible deniability, is hired these Russian soldiers. A lot of them are Spetsnaz, sends them to Africa, sends them to Syria, and they're cold-blooded murderers. And what he's doing is, in Ukraine, he's using the Wagner Group for ethnic cleansing. Mm. And the president is right. This is a genocide. The Russians look at Ukrainians as lesser beings. They're not full Russians, or they look at them as former serfs. You go right down the line. It depends on the day what they call Ukrainians. But they justify them in their minds that they can be slaughtered. And this is what's happening. And so you're seeing the Ukrainians possibly using proxies we don't know, or drones, hitting Russian facilities.
Yeah.
What makes this conflict so difficult, I mean, so dangerous, is it's a civil war, and they're bloodier. And the chances of it expanding, as we know, as Putin has promised, as this administration has warned, it could very well escalate and spread through that whole region.
All right. So as this takes place, which is pretty much most likely going to go exactly the way you said it, because pretty much everything you've said so far about this conflict has played out almost to the day, the Wagner Group is going to be involved. How many of these people are there, and how far will Russia go in using them?
There's tens of thousands of them, but they're not a well-organized military force. They can't move in unison. So if there's a job to do of slaughtering women and children in a particular village, they'll send these people in to do it. You know, it's not the kind of thing, a unit of Russian conscripts that would be sent in to do it. They're fairly disciplined. They're motivated by money. Some of them are they're motivated by ideology. The Russians are superhuman beings, very, very fascist. And you know, and if you're going to blow up something in the Transnistria breakaway region of Moldova, you'd probably use the Wagner Group. You would not use uniformed FSB officers or any staff officers to do that. You use these proxies. I mean, it's the same. We did the same thing with Blackwater in Iraq and Afghanistan.
So let me ask you this question then. Considering what's taken place and what Russia appears to be planning to do, what's the defense against that?
The defense is what we're doing, and that's just giving arms to the Ukrainian army. And the CIA is giving equipment stuff to SBU, which is the intelligence service of Ukraine. And they're basically, you know, sort of like we did in Afghanistan, just throw weapons in and hope that the locals fight the war. What needs to happen is the Russians are utterly defeated in Ukraine, so they don't move on to the Baltics or somewhere else. And that's as best we can. We don't even know where the arms are going or how they're being used. We're just saying, you know, meet us at the border. We'll give you heavy artillery. We'll do all this stuff. You know, we'll give you everything you need, communications, and just go use it. Some of this equipment is being stolen, as I understand. You can't control it. We don't necessarily trust the Ukrainians, their intelligence. The Russians have a lot of agents in the Ukrainian government or various parts of the military. So it's chaotic, but we're just hoping that Ukraine can you know, administer a lesson to Putin that it'll never forget.
Yeah. So as we wrap this up, the United States, as you say, has been playing this role to help Ukraine get through this situation and maybe out to the other side. Ukraine says it's going to win this war. What does winning look like?
The Ukrainians that I talk to, and I'm in touch with the military groups in Ukraine, their idea of winning is destroying Russia. not just driving them out of Donbass and Crimea, but actually moving into Russia and ripping that regime apart, the Putin, the security, the police state. Now, whether they can do it or not, I don't know. But this is the way they talk. Kill as many Russians as they can. And of course, the Russians are saying, kill as many Ukrainians as you can. This is why this conflict is so dangerous.
Yeah. So when you say kill as many, go move into Russia, this means attacks inside Russia.
Attacks inside Russia. If they could, they would. I think they have launched some attacks in Moscow, but just bring down the Russian regime. They look at that as an imperialist power that, you know, going back to Tsarist times, have been committing genocide against Ukrainians.
Yeah.
Genocide 1917, 1931 to 34, the Red Famine. Russians have been slaughtering Ukrainians forever. So this is bad blood going very far back.
So do you think that the Ukrainian side has launched attacks inside Moscow deeper than Belgrade so far?
I don't know. I hear these, you hear these rumors in exile groups, and I'm not sure I trust them. But there's been some terrorist attacks in Moscow and a mall that these exile groups are talking about. And I have really seen this played up in the Russian press.
I saw this the other day, that there was a mall on fire in Moscow and never really. So,
yeah, I mean, it's whether, I mean, things in Russia do tend to catch on fire, whether they actually attack this mall. We have no, because we can't trust the Russian regime because they just make things up.
Yeah.
And exiles are inherently not reliable. So, you know, we're just going to have to wait for the real truth, you know, when it comes out, whenever that is.
Robert, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.